going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today is Thursday, April 24th. I'm Megan Lynch. Just one day after longtime Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin announced he won't seek re-election in 2026, another of the state's higher-profile Democrats made a video saying she will run for the seat.
I'm Juliana Stratton, the daughter of a teacher and a Navy veteran from the South Side of Chicago and the proud mom of four. My story isn't the story of a typical senator. Then again, typical isn't what we need right now.
Stratton has been lieutenant governor in Illinois since 2019. We'll have more on this story coming up at 8:24. The city of St. Louis budget director anticipating a downturn in the economy, building that into his 2026 fiscal year budget proposal. So why is the budget amount higher?
Budget director Paul Payne says the earnings tax reimbursements from the COVID years being a one-off expense from last fiscal year helps alleviate the city's budget demands.
We're not going to see a repeat of the three-year reimbursements that we saw this year, which also included interest penalties as well.
Payne says they are working to figure out how much the year-to-year reimbursement will be in a post-COVID world. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
He's running again. Sam Page announced this week he will run for a third term as St. Louis County Executive. Page may be facing a few members of the county council with whom he's often at odds. Dennis Hancock and Shalonda Webb have both expressed interest in running, as well as State Senator Brian Williams. Page says county government was a bit of a mess when he first took over and wants to build on what he says is a pattern of stronger morale among county staff. He tells the Business Journal he also wants to build on the county's mission to be Opportunity Central, helping people who need a bit extra and sending resources to where people need the most help. The St. Louis County Council heard this week from different department directors making the case for why they need more money for their offices.
Do we know why they're a no-show?
No.
I think she said she's on PTO.
Oh. Madam Chair, I believe the email indicated that she was on PTO today.
She's on PTO.
The health department director, Dr. Kanika Cunningham, did not go before the council, but Kyle spoke on her behalf. The department is asking for $1 million after a pause in funding for the anti-opioid addiction medication, Sublocade.
I think that Dr. Cunningham, she did explain that she was not able to make it on Friday. She sent that information to all of you. But I just want to reiterate, this is an important ask. Sublocade has been a model program. It's something that jails across the country look to St. Louis County because this is a program that works.
As you heard Wednesday, detainees at the County Justice Center talked with the KMOX about how they have benefited from the injectable form of the medication. And County Counselor Mary Elizabeth Dorsey advised the council that the $1 million qualified to come out of the opioid settlement funds. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
22 detectives with the major case squad trying to figure out who killed a man in Beverly Hills, Missouri Wednesday and why. Family members say 32-year-old Daryl Scott was shot dead inside a home on Greenway Avenue. The North County Police Cooperative called on the major case squad to help follow any leads. Another one of your monthly bills is about to go up.
Ameren gets the nod from state regulators to hike Missouri electric bills by about $14 a month, adding up to $355 million a year more for the utility. That is actually $91 million less than Ameren had asked for. Part of the deal for Ameren to charge more includes an agreement that Ameren won't try to charge customers for legal fees related to the Rush Island coal plant, and bills could go up again. A change in state law allows utilities to now charge for new power plant construction before it happens instead of waiting till after. Also, two more utilities have rate cases before the PSC, Spire and Missouri American Water. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
The Missouri Senate may soon debate a bill that would require documented proof of U.S. citizenship before someone can register to vote.
The legislation sponsored by Republican Senator Ben Brown of Washington.
I was very pleased to see Amendment 7 passed with overwhelming support in the last election cycle. And I didn't want the momentum to end there. I think there's a lot more work to be done.
Amendment 7 garnered more than 68% of the vote. It states that only U.S. citizens are allowed to vote in Missouri. Missouri Net's reporting Brown's bill has some exceptions, including those already registered to vote and those seeking to transfer voter registration to another precinct within the state. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
Have you seen the long lines of the faithful filing past the coffin of Pope Francis inside St. Peter's Basilica? Who are the brightly colored guards standing at the ready near the body of the late Pope? KMOX religion editor Fred Bottomer tells us.
They are members of the Pontifical Swiss Guard, known as the Papal Swiss Guard. They are part of a guard of honor and protective security unit maintained by the Holy See that protects the Pope and the Apostolic Palace within the territory of the Vatican City-State. They were founded 5 centuries ago in 1506 and are made up of 135 men, all wearing red, yellow, and blue. They must be unmarried Swiss Catholic males between 19 and 30 years of age. The yearly salary for an entry-level Swiss guard in the Pope's security army is about $20,000 a year. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.